Thanks for joining us for another awesome message from C3 Church Toronto. Our heart is that these podcasts would be a tool that helps you connect to God. If you need more info on our church, check out our website at www.c3toronto.com. Now grab a coffee and prepare your heart for a powerful word from God.
Welcome to church. Hopefully that was a word for somebody. It's a good reminder for me. How many people are pumped about the third campus? Sweet, right? Just be praying for that. We have been looking at a particular venue, and it's not totally closed out. The contract's not yet written, so that's why we're not announcing it. I try and make sure that things are like signed, sealed, and delivered before we get hopes up. But just so you know, it will be around, what we're looking at is around the Young and Shepherd area. One person is excited about that, which is probably a good thing because most of you are like, I don't care. I'm down here. I like this. That's good. But there's a whole bunch of people around the North York area that would be like, that are so pumped. And listen, I know that there are other amazing churches around, and I know there are other amazing churches here. We're not the every part, we're just a part. What we're trying to do is be responsive in obedience to what God's asking us to do. That's all you can ever be accountable for, is that you're obeying what God is saying to you. You are never trying to be everything. You are only trying to obey to what God is saying to you. And so that's awesome. And we had such a great night at the Vision Builders Gala. So Vision Builders is financial giving at a sacrificial level. And the end in mind, or one of the ends in mind, is to own a permanent building. And that will just be the beginning of whatever comes after that. Like, it's always a means to an end. Money is never the end in mind. Money makes a lousy master, a lousy ruler. It makes a great servant. Money is just a tool. Like, the moment that money becomes ruler, it starts to control everything, and it dominates, the Bible says in Matthew 6, it dominates the thoughts of our world. Money is just a tool. It serves you. You don't serve it. You don't serve your bills. Do you know that? That should help somebody. Now listen, if you're brand new coming to church today, this is a unique Sunday where I will be at the end of the service, or through the service, we got these commitment cards, and this is an invitation for people to commit a certain amount over the next 12 months to give as a vision builder. Now, of course, if you're brand new to C3 Toronto, or if this is your first Sunday, or you've only been here for a little bit, and you're not wanting to do this or ready to do this, then you'd be totally free. You're not meant to. This is about giving freely and cheerfully and happily. I want to encourage you to not leave the service right now. Like, stay in the room because I want to preach to you, and I believe it'll encourage you to understand your role a little bit before God, and that is also a great idea and a great message. But I just want to say all this up front so that you know what we're in for. Now listen, we don't want anyone giving out of an obligatory place or a condemning place or a place where you feel like your arm is twisted. So if that's you, if you've got like thoughts about like the church and money, and you know that stuff's not resolved or whatever, free, be gone. No, let those thoughts be gone. Be free, all right? Relax. Don't give today. If you are giving today or a part of this, it will be because you are grateful, because you're so thankful for what God has done in your life, because you're happy that He's done these things, and because you want other people to have what you're so stoked about. That's it. So if that's you, then be invited. If that's not you, then we would love to walk life with you, journey with you, and whatever it means, until you get to that place. Okay? So you good now? You're feeling a little bit released? Yeah? Because it's good. It's not, God doesn't need it. He just wants to use it. Right? Okay, so good. Glad we got that out. Now listen, from Friday night, so Friday night we had a dinner, and this I went through a whole thing on Friday night that I'm not doing today. So if you missed it, unfortunately, whatever. But there was a commitment that was given on Friday night. People committed $693,000. How amazing is that? You should give God, like from this church, 6 years old, amazing. It's so good what God is doing. And I want to just do another little formality before I get going. And I want you to turn in your Bible to 1 John chapter 4 and the Gospel of John chapter 1. Just your finger in those two places. But another little formality is I want to encourage you to consider doing your giving through pre-authorized debit. There's also a pre-authorized credit card, but I hesitate on that because don't get in debt for Jesus. Please, pre-authorized debit's good because practical reasons is that's the lowest bank fees administratively for the church. So rather than us giving the bank, I mean, God bless RBC and TD, but their gospel is not to reach people far from God. They have a different gospel. And so, you know, whatever, pay your bank fees, but let's try and be good stewards and wise with what God's doing with us. And if you're interested about doing pre-authorized debit, and so you might have committed a certain amount in faith, and you might, so you might get your phones out right now and just say, hey, hit me up about PAD, and if you send it to that email, our church office, that indicates our church office to contact you, tell you more about it. It's a little bit of a process to fill out a thing, you know, and we'll get in touch with you, but that would really help. And, but you might consider okay, if I break down my year-long commitment, I don't know if I really have the means to do that every month right now through pre-authorized debit. So you could just do a portion of it that makes sense and then believe God for the rest or whatever it is. Okay. So formality, if you want more information out in the lobby, awesome. If you want a commitment card right now, because there are people in this room and there have been people in every service today that have considered becoming a vision builder, and something matters. So if you want a card, you might even not know an amount by the end of the service. Just lift up your hand and our host will get one to you. You might not know an amount by the end of the service, and you might just write on the card, I'll tell you later, or something. And then, but you might want to just have the card in your hand, so when we pray for it at the end, when the band comes back up, you just feel like you've got something in your hand that you're praying for. Also, the other thing is that Through Love built this on Friday. We gave everyone a packet with these love letters in. And what these love letters are is it's a letter from real stories in the church saying, Dear Vision Builder, telling the Vision Builder about their story, because you need to know that you're giving, that there is real life on the other side of that giving, that there is real impact. And otherwise, giving gets cold. Like it can feel like, what real impact is this making? So I'm giving the host a lot of work to do. I want the host to just hand those cards out to everybody in the room right now. So you're not looking for hands, you're just passing cards. So give a stack of cards down each row, and you all just take one. There's a whole bunch of different stories. I think there's 12 different stories or something. So you're going to get a different story from the person next to you. And if you don't want to listen to what I'm saying today, I'm just giving you something to read. Cool? So just pass those along all the way through the room. Do it fast and so I can preach. Cool? So our creative team put together an amazing video that just kind of sets the tone right about the fact that God has done something in our world and he's inviting us to be a part of an answer for somebody else. And that's what this is about. So I just want you to watch that video on the screen right now.
Dear Toronto, it's me, your maker. I just wanted you to know that I love you. I loved you before your first brick was laid. Before anyone had spoken your name, I saw you, what you'd become. In all your beauty, boasting, and brokenness. In your striving, fighting, and fearing. The scrappy alleyways and forgotten corners of Kensington, the glittering towers and polished wingtips of Bay Street, the deep breath of the island, and the sun-kissed mirror of the lake. East, west, north, south, all of it. I love you in 6 million ways. Through every body and soul that make you up, each one of them my cherished son and daughter. I know the plans I have for you. I see you, the good inside you. I'm desperate for you to know this. I love you so much, I'd die for you. So my son did. I'd really love for you to meet him one day. I'm just waiting for someone to make the introduction.
What our creative team do. It presents the gospel in such a real way about making this introduction, and that's what this is an invitation to, is that you can be a part of making an introduction. So there's these cool, one of the letters, I don't know if anyone has Kate's letter, so it says love built this, love built Kate. So if you don't have Kate's letter in your hand, we'll put it on the screen. I just want to read it to you. But it just shows the real stories behind giving. Dear Vision Builder, you have helped to create a place where miracles happen. This is Kate, who used to be the recipient of a food bank. And that food bank, through Love Toronto, we supported in Love Week. And we were at that food bank where she used to receive from with her child. And then since became a part of our church, so decided to serve back at the same food bank that she was the recipient of, which is the spirit of this. It's that you're receiving, but you know that receiving is not the end. You are not a cul-de-sac, you are a highway. You are not a dam, you're a river. You're not a period, you're a comma. That God wants to do something not just in you, but through you. And that the moment that you start only being the cul-de-sac is the moment that life starts to dry up in your world. And sometimes God can't keep doing what he wants to do in our own discipleship path because we're neglecting Matthew 28 to go therefore and make other disciples. Sometimes the best advice you can give a drug addict that wants to get off drugs is to help somebody else. Even if it has nothing to do with drugs, just help somebody. Just live for somebody else. That could be the answer to your world right now. Well, Sam, I've got all this stuff going on. I'm like in this vortex spiraling. I don't know how to get out of this fear. When was the last time you helped a neighbor? Well, hang on. I'm talking about me. Yeah, I know. I am talking about you. Help your neighbor. No, but I need to be fixed. No, help your neighbor. That could be the solution for your fix. That could get you out of your own world to a point where you realize your own world doesn't have power over you. To just be about somebody else. Those who lose their life, in fact, find it. I heard that somewhere. All right. Place where miracles happen. My children and I first arrived to C3 in need of not only community, but of hope. I love that she separated these two things, community and hope, because not every community group that you can be a part of that you will find true hope. But C3 is about something, and it's not just community. What we found and the changes in our lives that followed is nothing short of a God-sized blessing. We went from feeling completely alone to knowing that we have a church, home, and family. God has used C3 to restore our faith and bring us back to Him. You can see the change in my children. I got a 5-year-old, so that line matters. The kids team has invested into them and has encouraged their personal relationships with Christ. Do you know we don't just do a babysitting service in the back rooms, that it's a part of helping children like develop their own personal relationship? Any parent in the room is so grateful for that. In the same way, I've been equipped and supported by the pastors and the team. I'm so full of gratitude. This is the spirit of giving. This is the spirit of what this is today. I'm so full of gratitude For every step of faith, every personal sacrifice that has gone into the creation of this place, there is something very special about C3. God's love is palpably present here, and I know his work is not done. There are more people, more families in need of connection. She's getting it. More love to be shared and more hope to be given. Thank you for making it all possible for my family and for the people who are still on their way. People of North York who are still on their way. The other people at Queen West and the Junction that are still on their way. The people right downtown that are still on their way. That just because you're sitting next to some friendly people, our work is never done until we get to heaven. The rest that you may desire in life, what if I was to tell you that you will only truly experience it when you go on the other side of this life to heaven? That there is a mission for such a time as this that we are a part of. There is a banner that God's put over this church, something that we get to share in, that we aren't the Savior, but we have an existence. We exist to connect people to the Savior. We exist to connect people to God. You exist to make connection points. So in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 10, it says, this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. I love that it says, not that we love God. Do you love God? Well, that's great. But this is love, not the $50,000 check. Like, because you might think, man, I can impress God. Like I'm someone who really loves God because I wrote this check that, man, he must really know how much I love him. No, that's not the heart. That's not why we give. Man, have you seen me serve lately? Have you seen me do what I do lately? I wonder if God has noticed how in I am, that I love him. No, it's not about that. It's about his love for us. His love for us is the initiation and ours is the response. We aren't trying to impress God, but we are trying to be about a God-sized impression in this city. God is trying to impress himself on the hearts of mankind and he's inviting you to be a part of the process. But there isn't anything that you can do. There is no check large enough or small enough that will change exactly how God already feels about you. Somebody needs to give God some praise for that preaching. And he sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, I love this. This is the invitation. It's the spirit of the invitation, is that you are already a friend of God. That you don't get more friendly with Jesus based on what you do and how you give. You don't get to be closer to Jesus because of how great your pocketbook is and how much you laid down for the kingdom. You are already his dear friend. The moment that you invite him into your heart, you are perfectly whole in him from that moment. You are sons and daughters, heirs of the king. You are already close to your Lord and Savior. So he says, dear friends, because you don't be like the second prodigal son in the house where we're throwing a party, there is so much going on and there are people coming home, but the second prodigal son in Luke 15 doesn't even know that this party is a part of him as well. Doesn't even know. Why don't you ever throw a party for me? Because you're in it. You're here. Like you don't need to do anything else. The party is already yours. You're a part of it. But when I was dropped off this morning by my awesome Jamaican Uber driver, said to me, "What? Where are you going?" I said, "I'm headed to church." And he said, "Oh wow, you know, like praise the Lord." And then we got talking, and I realized, and he said, "Yeah, my grandfather's been begging me to go to church, but I don't go to church." And then when we finally pulled up, long story short, out the front, he said, "Oh, this is your church. Man, I drop people off here all the time." How good is it when it's just not one or two people that are being dropped off at a place? Because people don't know how, people sometimes, you can get skeptical about how big something is, but you can also get skeptical about, like, why does nobody like this? Why is nobody going to this? And I love that you and I get to become a testimony of hope, and that this momentum is causing some attention. And when attention is drawn into the house of God, we have no desire to point anyone to C3, but we exist to connect people to God. That our only desire is to make sure that we become a witness and show people the love that we've found. And I think it's awesome that Uber all over the city are just getting to know C3 because you're all getting Ubers on your way to church. Don't get too many though. You've got to give something to church. All right. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. I love the spirit of that, the heart of that ought. Not out of compulsion. It's just, are you grateful? And there are so many people that don't know to be grateful to the thing that you know. No one has ever seen God. Verse 12, this trips me up. No one has ever seen God. Maybe that Uber driver wouldn't have seen God the way he saw God this morning. But if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. His love is made complete in us. Are you telling me, Sam, that God's love is not complete? Let me tell you how to complete God's love. So God's love initiated from the cross, but it's only complete. God's love is complete when it's believed in and received in someone's heart. That closes the loop on God's love. But how will someone hear unless somebody preaches? And how will someone preach unless somebody is sent? And that there is a sent room right now that you get to be a part of helping close the loop on love. That you can't force people to receive love. You can't force people to receive Jesus, but you can create a banner high and lift it up like a light, like a city lit on a hill, like take the lampshade off and let it go, be the salt and light to the earth, all the rest of it, that you get to be a part of creating a message of hope so that other people can know what you know. John chapter 1, just turning back there, says this. Verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe, through John all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light, the true light. Somebody say true light. True light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. John knew his role, that he was to live a life to be a witness to the true light. He himself was not the light. Do you know you're not the Savior? Do you know that your own giving, your own serving, your own hugging, your own loving cannot save the world? Jesus is the Lord and Savior. Jesus is the true light. C3 Toronto cannot save the world. I don't have some sort of egotistic complex believing that C3 is the answer. C3 is a signpost. It's one hand connected to God and one hand reaching into the world, and we're setting up an introduction. Every single week, every single thing that we do, every single minute that we serve, every single cent that we give, is we're trying to set up an introduction. And you could rephrase verse 6. There was a people sent from God whose name was C3 Toronto. There was a man sent from God whose name was Jerry Jurisamy. There was a man sent from God whose name was Jojo. There was a man sent from God. Insert your name. There was a woman sent from God whose name was Jessica Picken. There was a woman sent from God whose name was Steph Metcalf. Have you ever considered how God is sending you? That you are sent from God for somebody, for something, that an introduction could be made. And I want to be a part of this introduction. I don't know how it's going to happen, but there's very little that Jess and I wouldn't do so that people will not just feel love, but would meet love. I don't want people to just feel loved. I'm not interested in your feelings. I'm interested in your eternity. I want you to meet love, and his name is Jesus. I also care about your feelings. Please. I do. But there is very little that Jess and I wouldn't do so that people can meet love. I remember, like, just the other week, so Michelle was receiving a check through, like, so Sarah, Sam, and Love Toronto, and she was receiving a check for Kennedy House. And it's money is never the answer, but it also, but it provides a signpost to the answer. And like, so she hadn't been in church for a while, and she was sitting there, and she's weeping in church, and Sarah turned to her and said, "Oh man, what are you feeling right now?" She said, "I can't believe the love and the energy that I feel in this place." I don't know if she received Jesus Christ that day, but she definitely felt something. She definitely felt something. It was a seed. It was a John the Baptist moment where there was a witness to something better. And, you know, you and I are not the Savior, but we can reflect God. And like the moon or stars reflect the sun, that you're not the source of heat. You're not the source of the fire. You're not the source of the energy. But anyone standing on earth looking up at this thing that's connected to the source can also see a witness to something. And then when you understand what it is, you know not to give glory to the moon and stars, but you give glory to the sun. What do I mean by that? You acknowledge that that's where the source is. C3 is a place where we're just trying to set up introduction after introduction after introduction. To journey with people, to help people in their relationship with God, and to extend the message of the gospel as best as we can, as hard as we can, and that's what you're invited to. So Michelle, Kennedy House is a place where it's a youth shelter, I'm just sharing a couple of stories because I want you to know the impact on what you do. That through the men's brekkie, we gave like 16 boxes of clothing to the youth shelter, and they're so grateful. Shout out to the men's brekkie. And she received this check and took it back and told the youth there, "Hey, there's this church, C3, that gave $5,000 to us. Isn't that awesome?" One kid, 19-year-old David, wrote a love letter back to C3 in the form of a poem in appreciation so that you know that you matter. Because you and I haven't met David yet. And whether we ever do, it doesn't matter. David doesn't need to meet us. But I pray that this is something in David's 19-year-old life that he will never forget so that in the end he meets Jesus. Because as far as I'm concerned, that's all that matters. So he says, "Because of your donation," the letter's on the screen, "I have a place to call home in these streets where it's easy to feel alone. I know that I'm not perfect, but you take me like that. We haven't spoken, but your actions show my love. So I will give it right back. Thank you for the food, the shelter that sets me on the right track. You don't have to. You could walk away. You don't have to be a part of this. You could walk away, but for some reason you decided to stay. I will be grateful even when my hair turns old and gray. These actions show that you might not be famous, but to me, you're a star." I love that he used the word star. "And thank you, I have a chance to make it far." People think that churches are about buildings, and people think that churches are about raising money, and people think that, I don't know how that accusation really gets any merit when we're talking about the gospel every single stinking Sunday. It's about Jesus. And we have like an idea, a photo of a building that maybe once we could buy. This is a building of a friend of ours in Kuala Lumpur that when we were there, I was just like, man, this just looks like a great Toronto church. And if we had a full-time facility, we could just do more for the gospel. And it's not the end, it's just the means. And to have like midweek services, full-time daycare center, ministry training college, like studio, like whatever, creating arts and different things and media coming out of that place and all that rest of it. But listen, it's not about that. It's about what happens out of that, that over 4,000 people got saved. I think we have the numbers of the salvations and baptisms, and that like 4,300 people through the life of this church have made a response to a connection, to an invitation. And from that, 399 people have been baptized. If you're interested in getting baptized, the week after Easter Sunday is our next baptism service. And it's a great way to show the world your faith, to show the world Jesus. I'm excited about a few amazing things that are going to be happening this year. Easter Sunday is going to be one of the most creative experiences for Easter that you'll ever be a part of. It's a really great way to make a witness, to create a place where somebody can receive Christ. The songs that are being written right now and some of the releases that are going to happen. It's amazing how God uses our willingness when we give something up to Him. Refuge, that was written this time last year, has had like over 56,000 plays on Spotify, and it's been translated in Portuguese and sung in churches all around the world. It's what you do and what we're, it's so much more about than just about us. It's so much further and beyond our world. I'm going to get the band up. There is need out there. And this is, we've been chosen, we've been sent. I didn't choose to be born in 1984, but I was. For anyone now that's trying to do the math of how old I am, I'm 34. I didn't choose that day, but I was. For C3 Toronto to have started in 2013, there was some God orchestration to that. But there was some Sam obedience to that. I'm not asking you to be a savior. I'm not asking you to try and underwrite God's mighty plan on the entire planet. All I'm asking you to do is to listen to Jesus like John the Baptist and do what he's asking you to do. That's it. To just play your part. So that you can be a witness to the light, that you can, and if he's not speaking to you about giving financially, don't give. But don't say he's not speaking to you if he is. All I'm asking you to do is listen. He will never lead you into breaking you. He might lead you into something that is painful. I'm not here to lie to you. Giving financially for Jess and I at times has been painful. He might be looking to redirect priorities so that you can just give up maybe that $27 Starbucks drink and to realign priorities. Just something, give up something in order to bear witness. But this is an invitation. Hey, this is an invitation. So we're going to sing this Father's Love song, and I want you to take your commitment card out. And again, you might not have an amount you might not be thinking, man, God's impressed on me an amount or something, but you might want to be just a part of this, so you might write down, I'll hit you up later, I owe you, whatever, just whatever. If you're not feeling anything, be free. But we're a part of something in this time. And I look out at my city, Toronto. And I look out at my nation, Canada. And I feel a sense of responsibility to not live for myself. I feel a sense of calling, a sentness from God to take some things that I would normally direct this way. Take a portion of that and direct it that way. And if I get to be a part of personal life change, I'm so grateful for that. I would never change anything I've sacrificed. I would never take back anything I've sacrificed. I am so grateful. And I believe one day I'm going to walk through the gates of heaven and there'll be a giant God-sized TV screen that will display every face that my part has had a part in their journey going to be in heaven. And then God will say, well done, good and faithful, Sam Picken. That's all I'm accountable for. That's all I need to be obedient to. So I want you to make an inquisition before heaven and say, Jesus, am I meant to be picking up what's laying down right now? Am I meant to be a part of this? Am I meant to give of myself here? And if he puts an impression on your heart, then that's all that you need to do. I don't want you to do more than that, because then that would be legalism. And I don't want you to do less than that, because that would be disobedience. I just want you to play your part. So while you're considering right now, because the hosts are about to pass the buckets around one more time, and we never do two offerings in a service. This is just once a year. Please, if you're visiting, don't be like scared of this church now. Just talking real to you, because I know some of the thoughts that are out there. While you're considering that, I want to read to you Michelle's letter, Love Built Michelle. I don't know if anyone has this one out there in the room, but I love this because this represents many people that come into the house. It may actually, this letter might represent you today. I was an archetype of a millennial in the midst of an identity crisis. The greatest answer for any identity crisis is the love of Jesus. I had no idea who I was, and my lack of self-confidence was directly linked to my lack of trajectory. I craved purpose, but couldn't quite work out how to find it. I was searching for validation in all the wrong places. Out in the world, I couldn't find a guiding light. John the Baptist was a guiding light. This person, Michelle, couldn't find a member of C3 Toronto. This person, Michelle, couldn't find a church at the time. Would you be a guiding light? Somebody pointing to the answer? Equipped with a freshly, this is how so many people walk into our church, equipped with a freshly broken heart and a love-resistant exterior. Has anyone been there? A freshly broken heart and a love-resistant exterior? You're kind of guarded, and even against church. Like, you know, I'll trust this church when I'm good and ready. But right now, I'll attend a service and that's all you get. If that's you here today, I'm so glad you're here. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. Equipped with a freshly broken heart and a love-resistant exterior, I walked into C3 and a light switched on. The light led me to family, to answers, to a passion and purpose. It led me to God. It didn't lead me to C3 Church. It didn't lead me to a movement of organized religion. It didn't lead me to a people. It led me to God. We exist to connect people, not to ourselves, but to God. We exist to connect people to God. It led me to God, who had been patiently waiting. Led me to God. Love wasn't complete yet. His 50% was done. But the other 50% of Michelle receiving what was already patiently waiting for her. Waiting for me the whole time as my heart mended and my self-preserving walls came down, his voice became clearer. If that's you here today, I'm telling you that love's patiently waiting for you to receive him, to invite him into your heart so that love can be made complete. There was so much joy waiting for me when I started learning to silence the directions of the world and to follow the loving voice of God. C3 was the brave space where I took my first shaky steps toward that joy. You, Vision Builder, are part of the reason that I now have an unshakable identity in Christ. When you obediently follow God's direction and support the vision, a light switches on that helps people find their way to Him. And help me, what He is doing through you matters. I thank you with all, I'm going to add a word in, all my secure heart. I just want you to consider, it's an invitation. I beg you, would you consider taking a small portion of your world financially and consider backing the message of God? If you're not ready and you don't want to do it, don't do it. But if the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, I encourage you to trigger on that obedience and to position yourself and to be a part of it. We're just going to take a moment right now. You're going to sing that Father's love, that part. And you guys, I want you to consider what you would write down. And then when we sing like it two or three times, the buckets are going to get passed and we're going to pray. Actually, we'll pray first. And amen.